I'd say about 1928 or so.
And it cut right through your
cut right through the chicken yard, right. Yeah. And something, Lighty got out somehow through the fence over there. And one evening we heard some noise out there, and we went out, and here was a car, and Lighty was on the side of the road over here, the post office, post box, right there. Lighty was right there on the road, and there was that car that, you know, obviously it messed up, it's so ruined its radiator. And I always remember, I don't know who the police was, having to come, not only shoot Lighty, but then I always remember the guy threatened to sue us, and he killed my horse, and I never could understand the fence law. I didn't realize that you got to keep your animals in, you know, and that he had killed, not only caused my horse to be killed, but adding insult to injury, he was going to sue us for damage to his automobile. I couldn't understand that.
And did he sue?
No, I guess we paid him. Mm. I'm sure we paid him for damages and maybe more, I'm not sure. But I remember Lighty had to be shot. It's the first time I ever realized, you know, if a horse had broken a leg or something, that you had to shoot him, and that's what the police did.
You told me this afternoon that you were going here in what date again?
August 10th, 1917.
And you lived here until you went away to school?
I lived here.
For 21 years?
Yeah, I lived here, as I say, 22 years. I lived here until September 1939. Yeah, 22 years and 1 month, or 5 days.
What schools did you go to?
I went with my mother out here, I guess, first. I don't think I ever matriculated, but I remember going to school with her here. I don't think I ever was really in school, but I first went to Garrison Elementary School in Washington, named for William Lloyd Garrison, which was then a demonstration school. My grandmother lived right around the corner, so I could, if necessary, claim residence at her 1211 S Street house, where my...
Mm-hmm. You didn't go to school in Falls Church at all?
I did not. Since my father was going, you know, and I guess legally could claim that I could go to school because he was teaching there, mm-hmm. I never went to school formally in Falls Church. I certainly remember going with my mother to school, up to the old school. But I guess just to
when
go
you
with
say
her,
the old school, what do you mean?
My mother, where my mother taught, the old school on the hill, the old school up there.
Where was that?
Right below the church.
Right below
here. Yeah. You got a picture. I'll show you. Give me a picture showing the hill, one that's kind of not with so many trees on it. I mean, with not so many leaves. Does that go up? No, that doesn't do it. I've got to go up on the hill. You've got one that shows the hill somewhere. I know, because I saw it.
Probably.
Hill somewhere.
When they moved, what
then, when they moved the school, it was the old colored school. That went from first grade through sixth grade. They moved it behind the James Lee School, which is now the James, where my mother was principal and retired in 1950. They moved it, and it was the recreation building. It was, maybe I can see it here.
Yes, right.
Two rooms.
Oh,
slide the door between the two, and a pot-belly stove in the middle of both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And
I've seen a picture of that.
Mm-hmm. Let's see now, it's going to be, it's really a shame I can't remember those two houses you're talking about. That's just terrible, I can't remember.
Well, when you went when you left this house in the morning to go to
mm-hmm.
Washington,
mm-hmm.
How did you have to walk to East Falls Church?
No, we drove. My father had to go in every day. He had to go in to, to his work, to his job.
You mean you drove in
by
car?
Drove in. Yeah, we drove in. You know, we'd leave here at 7:30 or 7:15 and 7:30. And my brother and I, when he was going with us, my brother and I and Cato Adams, and we would take always one or two children in, like Dorothy Thomas or Marie Tenner and others who went to school in Washington, particularly to Francis. Francis was the school in Washington named for my wife's grandfather, John R. Francis.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the junior high school in Georgetown. And they went there usually. And we would let them off. And then we would keep on, and either I would go to Garrison or Garnet, Patterson or Dunbar, whichever it was.
Yeah, well, your life never reached back as far as the horse and buggy age at all.
Well, not really, because when I remember anything, my father had either an early 1920-something touring car Dodge, I think. And so, actually, I always remember that we had an automobile. Yeah. First was a Dodge, then, I remember clearly 28 Chevrolet.
When you first started going into school, your father did all the driving.
Oh, yes, right.
When did you start driving?
Oh, I don't even remember. Probably
did he teach you to drive?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he taught me in 1932, and I always remember I flunked my first test because we had to get the test down at Arlington Courthouse. And this is about 1933. Well, how old did I have to be to drive then? 17 would have been 34, wasn't it? I imagine about 33. I guess I could be 16.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess about 1933, and I was in junior high school. And I'll always remember, I was 5 feet 6 inches. Now, how did I tell the father? And I said to him, let's see, I was 6 feet, and that would be 5 feet. I might have been 5'5". My point is, I said to the police, he asked, how tall are you? I said, I think I said 6 feet tall. I guess I was nervous. And he said, you couldn't be 6 feet tall. I guess I was thinking about 6 inches. He said, you couldn't be 6 feet tall. I'm only 5'10". I said, okay. He said, get out of here, smart aleck. You might have called me a smart nigga. Get out of here, and when you learn how to talk to an officer, you come back. And I lost my chance right there. My father just had to take off. I would tell him couldn't speak to the officer. I said, okay, I guess I didn't remember. And he couldn't stand my saying, okay, John. Tell me, get on out, come back some other time. That's right. So I didn't get my license that time. I guess I was getting learning.
What was the first car you drove?
First car I drove I remember the 1932 black Chevrolet. I don't think I drove the 1928. Now, I may have started off on the 19. It was a gray Chevrolet, 1928. Then we got a 1932. I think that was red. Then we got a 1936. I remember driving the 1932 red Chevrolet. I remember that.
Well, about 1935 or whenever it was, where did you went away from here?
No, I didn't go to 39.
39. Where did you go then?
I went to Wisconsin. I went to Madison.
Madison.
University of Wisconsin. Yeah.
Did you
pre-med? That's where I got my PhD there. That's where I got my doctor's degree.
In medicine?
No, I'm not. I'm a PhD. I'm a doctor of philosophy, not an MD.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm a doctor of philosophy. My brother's a dentist, but I'm not an MD. I'm a PhD. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
And here you're doing scientific?
Yes, that's right.
Research?
Right. Yes, that's my area. Yeah.
How did you switch from philosophy to science?
No, well, I'm into doctor of philosophy. It's a PhD, it's a research degree. Well, God, it's a what it is. I actually got a master of philosophy degree at Wisconsin, which is a kind of a rare degree, not many MPHs, but the fact that I got that was simply because I had taken the curriculum at Howard, which had more language and something else in it that was analogous at Wisconsin to a master of philosophy degree. Normally, I would have gotten a Master of Science degree, but because of the background courses I'd had at Howard, where I got a Bachelor of Science degree, my Master degree was an MPH, which is always hard to look at. It's like Master of Public Health.
Did you have more schooling after Wisconsin? Or was that?
Yes. After I left Wisconsin, I went to Caltech 3 years. Well, I got my degree in Wisconsin in 43. I worked at the University of Chicago for 2 years in war research. It was right in the middle of the war. And I worked there as a so-called research assistant or something like this. I forget the title. And for 2 years, I worked at the University of Chicago, right across from where they were putting together the H-bomb. Matter of fact, I played football on the field when they were working with the reactor behind the brick walls at the Manila. Then I left there, went to Tuskegee for 3 years, and then went to Caltech for 2 years on a postdoctoral fellowship from 1948 to 1950,
mm-hmm.
and spent 2 years.
So you haven't really spent any time in Falls Church since 1939?
I haven't, no. I only came back once, I said, in Christmas of 1949. That's when I think they had just moved the house. I'll be there. Just move
this house?
Back to this point. Yes, I think so.
What year, 1946?
1949. It had been, I think it had been moved then. Mm-hmm. I recall it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't seen it, because during the war I couldn't get back here. I had, I'd seen it, yes, I'd come back home, I guess, in 45, maybe, I'm not sure. I think it is, yeah.
Well, let me diverge again. Did you ever hear anything about or know anything about a school that was held at 121? Your grandmother's.
I only know it from reading the history books, but I never knew about it. I only know it from reading it either in my father's story or in Stedman's story. One of the two had something in there about that, yes. But I never knew anything about it except what I read.
Did you know any of the Foots?
Oh, I knew the Foots, sure. I knew Freddie Foot very well. That is the
where,
third Freddie.
Where did Freddie live?
Lived down at Seven Corners.
Where?
Well, there were two houses. He lived right behind, which was the Gulf Station my father owned. He lived right down over the hill.
Do you know the Payne House?
I don't
know. Did you
know
the Payne House?
I don't know it.
When you talk about over the hill, you mean down Wilson Boulevard?
Yes, right in the corner of Wilson Boulevard and Lee Highway. And Broad Street, that's true. And Wilson Boulevard. Here's Wilson Boulevard. And, of course, This is the old way it used to be. This is what it used to be, and this was the road, Sleepy Hollow Road. And the Route 50 wasn't there then. You'd come here and go down and then go on to Falls Church, mm-hmm. like this.
Mm-hmm.
He lived right here. His sister lived right here. Those two.
These are Foots now.
These are the Foots. His sister lived there. His Jenny Foot, we used to take, and let's see, who lived in this house? This is the house. Yeah, I forget.
Anderson?
No, I don't remember. I forget. This house, I always get confused with the Graham house because they're in the same relative
position. Was that the big
position.
House that later was used by Fairfax County? It was middle
house? I don't know that. I don't remember that.
Or was it used as a high school or something?
I don't remember that either. But there were two Foots who lived here. One, Jenny Foot, lived here.
Oh, wait a minute. What street is this?
This is Broad Street going down to Baylor's Crossroad. That's Route 7.
Oh, yeah. Well, now this is
Wilson Boulevard.
Wait a minute. Okay, this is Fred Foot.
Fred Foot. His sister lived in a house right next to her.
What was her name?
Her name was, what's in the book there? Her name, she never got married. Not Charlotte.
Fred's sister?
Yeah. It's in that
story. Okay, who lived here?
Jenny Jackson, Frankfurt lived there. Frankfurt lived in this house. And Jenny Jackson, one of the other sisters, lived right below him in that house.
She was a Foot sister?
Yeah. We used to take laundry to her.
Jenny Foot Jackson.
I guess it was Jenny Foot Jackson. Yeah, she was Jenny Foot, I'm sure. And I think Frankfurt, I think it was Frank, the two Foot brothers lived in these two houses, I remember. And there was a house, but I don't remember what that house was here.
There was a house that ran down. Right close to the corner?
No, it wasn't close to the corner. No, it wasn't. It was up the road. Then there was another
was
house.
Was this a low house? Not very.
They were small houses. They were
two story or
no. Single, you know, just
one story.
Yeah, one story, and you know the typical type.
You
of
mean both of these were one story?
Oh yes, you know typical. Frame houses with probably a fireplace and a kitchen and two bedrooms and that kind of thing.
What about these two?
No, these were a little more substantial.
Two story?
These were. No, this one was. Now, this one was two story. That's true. That was a two story house. Freddie had two stories.
This is one?
I think that was one.
You don't remember the old little old Payne house? Is that right about here?
The Payne house.
L shaped house?
I don't remember that. I don't. Was it how far back off the road was it?
No, never.
Was it off Wilson or off Broad Street?
Just about this angle here.
Yeah, that's
about like
that. I don't remember that.
It was there fairly late. I got
now
pictures,
the reason.
Pictures
see, I remember the Freddy's house. You know, was the last house there, when everything else was
last
gone.
To go. Last house
last to go.
Last to
go. Yeah, because we could go to the Gulf Station and run down the bank. and, you know, go down there to his house, where he had all the junk and everything else.
I bet he lived in a penthouse.
It might have been. It might have been. It was L-shaped. L-shaped. Was it yellow or something like this? Was it? But it was L-shaped, wasn't it?
You said? Yeah.
That was an L-shaped house. I think you're right.
Yeah.
Probably right. Also, and it was two-story. It might have been the house you're talking about, the Payne house. Yeah, that was the last house to go there. As a matter of fact, when my father got it, you know that holly tree that up in the yard of the right next. You remember where my grandmother's house? You know where the Williamsburg building is?
Yeah.
Well, that's where my grandmother moved about 1950 when they tore her house down and Annie built the rest of her store. You see, that was later. That was maybe late 40s and 50s. They moved up to what was the Simmons house, and on that
is across the street from the Williamsburg building.
Yeah.
From her old
house. No, they lived in the spot where the Williamsburg building is. That's the house.
Yeah.
The Simmons house
you're talking about, across the street.
They might, yeah, right. Yeah.
Next to the Costner house.
Right, that's true, yeah. But they lived in the house on where the Williamsburg building is.
Right next to the library.
That's right. But in that corner.
Who lived there now?
My grandmother and Aunt Annie. Aunt Annie bought the house from Reverend Powell. I don't know who she bought it from. And she moved my grandmother there when she tore the house down in Falls Church, you know, where the houses were built. I think she tore that house. Yeah, she didn't move that house. No, that house was raised. That was not the same house. No, that house, I don't think she did now. I wasn't here then, but I don't think she had that house moved up there. I think they bought that house. Yeah, that surely was not.
Which one is that right now?
Where the Williamsburg building is.
Yeah. Where they tore that down.
They tore it down when they put the Williamsburg. No, I'm saying the house in the village, Grandma's house right next to, you know, this old house. This picture here you're showing, when this house was torn down in about 50 or so.
That's then the Henderson house on
William
100
house,
block.
Yeah, right, 129. 129. Yeah. South Washington Street. Mm. When that was torn down to put the rest of the stores there later, after this, of course, when the first store. Then Annie bought the house where the Williamsburg building stands. There was a house there. She bought it and moved my grandmother. She and my grandmother moved there.
What year was that?
About 1950, as I say. Mm. About 1950.
Yeah, okay.
Or something like that. Yeah, mm. Right. About okay. 1950. And what I was getting at is there is, on the lawn of the library, next to the Williamsburg building, a very well-shaped, well-buried holly tree. That holly tree came from Freddie Foote's. My father gave it to the library. It was such a beautiful and well-blossoming tree. And he gave that tree. And it was sitting, it used to sit down below the filling station, the Gulf station, right on the corner of with that house you call Zena.
And that Cato was, he lived with you for a long, long time. He lived here before you came.
We got a letter just looking at the other day that he wrote to my father on July the 23rd, 1918, in France. And he was saying he'd like to be here on the first anniversary of my birth, which would have been a month later, or less than a month later.
Well, he came out here in 1913.
Ladies, I can tell you right now, I wrote it down here tonight. I wrote it on something. In 1977, what did he tell me?
You got married?
Married on Friday the 13th, right?
On Friday the 13th?
That's right. I brought him up from Highland Beach. I drove him up to his doom.
From Highland Beach?
That's right, I sure did.
I understand that he was more or less of a godfather to you, or kind of a foster
father. He is my absolute literal godfather. Cato is my godfather, exactly right,
yeah,
he is.
But he actually was.
Yes, right, yes. And therefore they named him, when I was born, they named him my godfather right then and there. I don't know when Cato came out here.
He sort of raised you partly, didn't he?
Not actually. No,
I mean, to some extent.
I was never away from my mother and father in this house the whole time I was living, actually. You know, and to that extent, no. I never lived with Cato, you know, in the sense of his taking care of me in that sense. No. I always
lived. But he sort of kept his eye on.
Oh, yes, of course. Of course, you know, both of us, for that matter.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can tell more stories about us than you can write in a 1,000-page volume. Sure. Yeah. But that, as I say, it was very interesting reading that letter back then, almost 60 years ago when he was in France, and mentioned the fact that to do something, or he wished he were here on the first anniversary. I took us in the morning, but we always came home. I'm thinking about my brother and me. We always came home on the trolley.
Got up in East Falls Church
and walked. Yeah, right. Yeah. We did that until Arnold Bus Company came, and then we could ride the bus.
Were there back in your those earlier days in the '20s and so on? What kind of a street was there between here and East Falls Church?
Well, initially it was, that big gray stone stuff. This hit up against the car fenders, I remember.
Did they have walks?
There was a walk.
Oh,
yes, oh, yes. There was always a walk from East End all the way up, right? Yeah, absolutely. All the way to the old Falls Church. All the way to the, and then you ran out of sidewalk.
Just a trail line.
You had a street. No, when you had a street.
Oh, just a street.
You walked along, because by then we would be down to the corner there where those houses, I don't remember, are, below the Falls Church. Then we would turn sharp right, because Fairfax Street took a hard turn to the right there. Lehigh Way wasn't then there.
Yeah.
And there weren't any walks along there. We just walked along the street, on the side of the street. That's right. It was a path. You're right.
Who do you remember individuals around town? Much. Remember anybody by the name of Hopkirk?
I remember Hopkirk, yeah.
Remember Carol Shreve?
Shreve had his place. Yeah, Shreve. Now, you mean down here by the old Chevrolet? Yeah, right. Yeah, Shreve. Now, the West End.
Do you remember Emmy Church? Did you ever have any contact with it?
No, never did. No, I didn't. No, I did not. No, I had no contact with any of the churches.
Mm. Are there any particular people at all? Old timers, did you recall?
Well,
did you know Judge Riley?
No, rather than James Wickham.
Yeah.
I didn't know. No, I didn't. As a boy, I certainly didn't. And then when I was in school, you see, part of the time, as I said, my schooling was always in Washington, from elementary school to junior high school to high school, and 4 years in college. And, therefore, I spent a fair amount of the time in the daytime in school and in college, as more than that. And then part of the summers were not spent here, but at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
So it was split, sort of like this. Now, I had, a number of friends up on the hill, Buster Tenon, the boy I just saw the other day, Bobby Hunter.
Yeah, tell me something about the tenors.
Yeah, well, I knew a lot of tenors over here, Melvin and Joe and Charlie and all the rest of the tenors.
Were there several families?
Yeah, Melvin lived in the first house. Everett lived in the next house. Of course, Charlie Coates lived across the street.
Across Tenders Lane.
Yeah, right. I mean, Melvin lived here. Charlie Coates and his wife, certainly. I should know her name there. Lived across the street here. And then another tenor. Which one was that? The three lived right in a row. Charlie, Everett, and Melvin. Then another brother lived up on Scipio, with Scipio, right? On Scipio and Annandale. They may still live there.
Mm-hmm.
That was not Harrod. Now, which one was that? I was very friendly with his son Buster, and I was very close to Buster. Died early. Not that very friendly. He was going to Ken, I guess. He didn't live on Ken Hill.
Do you remember Henry Henderson?
Oh yes, sure. He used to be in, looks like a wilderness back there, a barn.
Was that back, there. You go back to Kinner's Lane?
No, you went. To get to Henry's house, you went the street that's just after you pass, the church, going up to the back church. And then there was a little bit further. As you go around the curve, you go right into the street.
You turn right?
Yes, yeah, so I thought you turned right, yeah.
Right
on the end of that? Yeah, right. He's on the right hand side.